And it's my birthday. And so we celebrate, as we do for some strange reason every year, by playing John Philip Sousa. I don't know why, but every year on my birthday... Oh, wait a minute. Someone's telling me that it's also John Philip Sousa's birthday? Well, that explains a lot. Turns out the Stars and Stripes Forever is also the official march of the entire country, as voted by Congress. That's Keith Bryan conducting his group, the New Sousa Band. Sousa was born on this day 160 years ago in Washington, D.C. Keith is one of the leading authorities on the iconic band leader. And full disclosure, Keith is also a neighbor, so I often walk by his window and see him conducting his computer. And Keith joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
Do I understand you are plowing through recording all of Sousa's works? Where are you?
Yeah, plowing through is a good term. We finished 16 of projected 22 volumes.
So there's a lot more to him than Stars and Stripes Forever, but just talk about that piece composed in 1896 when he was 42.
Well, Harold Schoenberg, who used to be a music critic, the New York Times, thought it was the most perfect piece of American music ever written. Schoenberg said, and I agree with him, that it was a piece that after it was played, nothing else could be played, and what could be more perfect?
And help us listen to it with some education. You know, how do we listen to the beginning of the piece and how do we listen to it unfold?
Well, the introduction is 4 measures long, which is 4 seconds long, and every second of it is a quotation from a different part of the piece that will come later.
So, da 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 da.
Well, let's take the second one. Da da is da 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 di. And da 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 dum is da 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 backwards.
Oh, that's fascinating.
It is. And the whole piece is that way. There are little clues in each section that give you the clue to the next section. And it's all a big setup for that great tune, Hurrah for the Flag of the Free, that everybody knows.
John Philip Sousa, you tell us, originally trained as a classical musician, a violinist.
Yeah, when he was 12 years old.
How do we hear that violin background in a piece?
A different sense of lightness to some of the music, not as heavy as a lot of band music. In Stars and Stripes, is all of this light pickup from the bow. It's very natural with an orchestra, not so natural with a band. And then the fact that they can move the bow fast on certain notes, so dee-ah-da-dee-ah-da-da-ah-da-dum, would be a fast movement of the bow on that note that I emphasized.
A little more of Sousa's biography. His father was a trombonist with the Marine Corps Band. Sousa was appointed the leader of the Washington Marine Band in 1880 at the age of just 25, directed it for 12 years. He also wrote the Washington Post March in 1889 at the age of 34. Let's listen to a little of that performed by the Washington Winds. How much fun is this to conduct, Keith?
This piece is my nemesis.
Why?
It's the march that people began to dance the two-step to. So it made Sousa a rock star, pop star, and there was a dip in it. But today, when players play it, they don't go, but they go, da-da-da-dum, da-da-dee-dee. And I can't get the players to do it the other way. I can't get a good performance of this piece.
Listeners, you were literally dipping, side of your body as if you were dipping a dance partner.
Right.
But they're not doing that, you're saying.
No.
Okay, band
We never
members?
Hear it today the way it used to be played.
Huh. Sousa was also fond of using special effects.
Sabre and Spurs gives you an idea of a cavalry march.
Coconuts for horses' hooves?
Right.
Do you do that when you perform?
Of course.
Keith Bryan, give us something else that might surprise people.
Sousa was on one of the committees when Congress was trying to get an official version of the Star-Spangled Banner, and he made a version earlier using the setting of Wagner's Tannhäuser Overture to make the Star-Spangled Banner seem more important. He wrote this when he was 22, and it's quite spectacular.
Let's listen. Oh, it's so different.
This is in the style of Richard Wagner.
Well, speaking of which, Sousa also composed operettas. Introduce us to just one.
This one is called The Freelance. It's a story similar to the novel The Mouse That Roared, where there's a fictitious country that takes over. And it was wonderful music. He wanted to be the American Gilbert and Sullivan. However, he didn't do as well putting words to music, so that was his problem. But still, he wrote 15 operettas. Many of them played on Broadway. Some of them are still performed today.
Well, let's listen to a little of The Freelance. So he wanted to be Gilbert and Sullivan, but it's enough that he was John Philip Sousa.
That's right.
And he traveled the world, as do you. I've seen you coming and going from China, Japan. What's the impact that you see of his music?
There's a feeling about the music. It's rather universal. His music is loved in Europe and in the Far East, in Japan. The forms are classical in the sense that they're very predictable with great tunes. He just was a fabulous classical composer.
Yeah. Well, and it is so, in most cases, uplifting.
Exactly. He said he wanted his marches to make a man with a wooden leg stand up and dance.
Well, Keith Bryan, again, the founder and director of the new Sousa Band, one of the authorities in the world on John Philip Sousa's music. You're putting together a CD compilation of his work and also writing a new book about him. What would you like us to go out on?
How about a wonderful march, The Glory of the Yankee Navy?
Keith Bryan, thank you so much.
We'll march out.
And Jeremy, before I continue to brag about my birthday mate, I should also note perhaps that Johanna, the insane Queen of Castile, was also born on this date in the 1400s. Here now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
Happy birthday, Robin. I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.